Equivalent notice of the meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231 PL 1975, specific time, the time, date, location, or dial-in information, and to the extent known the agenda by posting a copy of the notice by municipal building, municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin board, municipal website, providing a copy to the official newspaper of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with the certification by the clerk, which will be entered in the minute. The township continue to use the telephone meeting format in an effort to mitigate the chance of exposure to COVID-19 as a part of the township ongoing effort to slow the rate of transmission and avoid overwhelming over treatment center. In order to make sure clear record of the meeting can be made and that all parties are heard in an organized fashion, all members of the public will be muted during the meeting. If a member of the public wish to speak during any public comment portion, please press star 9 in order to raise your hand to speak. We will unmute member of the public individually if they have their hand raised. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear a notification that you have been unmuted. It is at that time you should begin to ask any question you may have. You will have 3 minutes to speak, at the conclusion of which you will be muted again, and the council or administrator will respond as necessary. Should you have any further comments or questions, the township council is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during the normal operating hours. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual line, we ask that if you want to wish to speak, that you dial in on a separate line so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Individual may have also submit written comments to the township clerk in the 48 hours period to the prior to the meeting, to be read by the township clerk during the public comment portion of the meeting. So your comments shall be limited to 3 minutes of the meeting hearing. Thank you in advance for your patience, and we will continue to move the township forward during the health emergency. Proceeder, can I have a roll call, please?
Councilman Bullard? Councilman Bullard? Can you unmute your device? And
yes.
Are you here?
I'm here. I can hear you.
Okay, I can hear you now. Thank you.
Okay.
Councilwoman Cahill? Here. Councilman Kahn?
Here.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Here.
Councilwoman McCollum?
Here.
Councilman Aaron? Councilman Aaron? Councilman Aaron, can you press star 6 to unmute yourself, please? Councilman Aaron?
I'm here, Melissa.
Okay, thank you. Council President Shaw?
Yes.
Mayor Brian Waller?
Present.
Business Administrator Timothy Dacey?
Here.
Township Attorney Rajveer Goomer?
Here.
Deputy Township Clerk Monica Orlando?
Here.
And I'm here, Melissa Cedar, Township Clerk.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. You have a flag of salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item number 5, comment from administration and council regarding for adjournment of any matter on this agenda.
Mm. No comments, Council President.
Thank you. Okay. Item number 6, open to the public. Comments regarding item number 13, consent agenda item. For efficiency. Okay. For efficiency, item have been consolidated into the consent agenda to be voted on together. The material for this item have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any item that the council would like to remove from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately? Okay. For each public comment portion, if you wish to speak at this time, press star 9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you will have unmuted. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which you make your comment. The council or administrator will respond if necessary after you have completed any comment or question.
Council President, I am asking the first individual to unmute themselves for the public portion with regard to the consent agenda.
Yeah, hi. My name is Pratik, 29 Redbud Road. I would like to get clarity on item N, support for HR 946, and stop the attack on Local Taxpayers Act. And also, in terms of local pension protection, can you also elaborate a little bit more on per capita, what is the load on the citizens today, or what would be over the course of next 10 to 15 years? Thank you.
Thank you, Pratik.
So this is Tim. So item number N, the Stop the Attack Local Taxpayers Act, a bill is sponsored by Congressman Pascrell, and supported by Congressman Pallone, and it's to restore the SALT deduction under the Trump tax cut. There's a $10,000 cap placed on property tax deductions from your income tax. So this is urging Congress to remove that cap for the benefit of the residents of highly taxed states like New Jersey. And the other is to support by Senator Sweeney in the New Jersey legislature to separate out the local and county PERS, which is the public employees pension, from the state pension. The state pension has been fully since Christine Todd Whitman was governor, while the local and the county governments have been paying, employees have been paying. So to help stabilize local and the county employees, Senator Sweeney is proposing breaking it out from the overall PERS budget, the PERS pension that the state has.
Thank you, Ms. Jesse.
Yeah, just one addition to that. The 946, the HR 946, isn't that the stop robocall? So I think are they getting mixed up?
Yeah, I don't know what stop robocalls. I don't know what that is.
Okay, so here is the thing: when when folks vote on something, I want to make sure that they understand the bill, because if public doesn't understand it and if council doesn't understand it, I want to make sure that everybody does their homework. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Pratik. Sir, just to interrupt, HR 946 for stopping robocalls. That was from a previous congressional sessions. Back in 2019, so that's not related to this HR bill.
Thank you, Raj.
Okay, Council President, I am going to ask the next person who's requested to speak to unmute themselves. Okay, they're only listed as call-in user one, so if you could unmute yourself, please.
Hi.
Call-in user one, can you state your name and address, please?
David Aiken.
Hi, David.
Okay, how you doing?
All right.
Ambrose Valley Lane. My question is, I'm not sure if this question was asked. Item number D for Delta, what is that exactly? Protection of the pensions or what? What does that consist of?
Yeah, David, this is Tim. That's what I just explained. Senator Sweeney's proposed legislation
okay.
about the state pension, yes.
Okay, you can forget that then. I wasn't quite sure. Item number R for Romeo, S for Sierra. Are there controls on there now? They're being upgraded. What kind of controls and why? R for Romeo, S for Sierra.
Yes, David. We're adding security cameras in various buildings and parks throughout the town, and this is how we're going to be paying for it.
Is there any help from the county or the state on this amount?
No.
If I wanted a list of the parks that's being added, can I stop down and get a copy of the list of what parks? The cameras
you can email me and I'll get it to you. That would be better.
Okay.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Dish.
Okay.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hands raised at this time.
Okay, so we want to close the public portion. Item number 7, proclamation, Municipal Clerk Appreciation Week, May 2nd to 8th, May 2021.
Anyone going to read it?
Yeah. The mayor's going to read it. I have to give it to him.
Yeah.
Either that or I'll read it. Thank you.
Go ahead, Michelle. You can read it.
Okay. Municipal Clerks Appreciation Week, May 2nd to the 8th, 2021. Whereas, as local government has grown in responsibility and importance throughout the nation's history, so has the role of the municipal clerk. And whereas, in New Jersey, the clerk occupies one of the most important and exacting positions in municipal government. And whereas, the office of the municipal clerk has many statutory duties, which include acting as secretary to the governing body, chief administration officer of all elections, custodian of records and issuance of variances, license and permits, and whereas the municipal clerk serves as the information center on functions of local government and community, and whereas municipal clerks have pledged to be ever mindful of their neutrality and impartiality, rendering equal service to all, and whereas throughout the ongoing pandemic, the clerk's office turned to technology and continues to serve the needs of the public. And now, therefore, be it resolved that I, Brian C. Waller, Mayor of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, recognize the week of May 2nd through 8th, 2021, as Municipal Clerks Week, and further recognize our Municipal Clerk, Melissa Cedar, Deputy Clerk, Monica Orlando, and Secretary, Virginia Chiavi, for the vital services they perform and their dedication to the residents of Piscataway. Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you, Ms. Lombardi. Okay. Item number 8, proclamation for Arbor Day 2021.
Okay, I'm going to read this one. Whereas Arbor Day was established in 1872 in an effort to encourage people to practice conservation by planting trees, and whereas the purpose of Arbor Day has been expanded to encourage the planting and care of trees across the nation for the benefit of urban, community, and rural landscapes, and to raise awareness of trees and the important role that they play in our environment, and whereas trees are renewable natural resources which provide us with fruit and nuts for food, wood for construction, fuel for warmth, paper products, and a wide variety of other goods and materials, and whereas trees intercept stormwater, reduce runoff and erosion, clean air and water, moderate climate, and whereas neighborhood trees provide habitats for wildlife, beautify parks, streets, and residential developments, provide buffers from traffic, and whereas the Township of Piscataway has been recognized as a Tree City USA by the Arbor Day Foundation for 34 years, and whereas tree planting and the maintenance programs are essential to improving the quality of life in each community, now, therefore, be it resolved that Brian C. Waller, the mayor of Piscataway Township, does hereby recognize April 30th, 2021 as Arbor Day and urges all residents to celebrate Arbor Day and support the planting of trees to promote the well-being of this and future generations.
Thank you, Ms. Sudha. Item number 9, ordinance for second reading, amending Chapter 21, zoning to add Section 21-1102, a supplement landscape standard, open to the public, regulation adopting ordinance. Ms. Sudar, please read the ordinance, please.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, supplementing Chapter 21 zoning to add Section 21-1102A, Supplemental Landscape Standards, was introduced on the 23rd day of March 2021 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 26th day of March 2021. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on April 20th, 2021, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published, together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2021-09.
Thank you, Ms. Sudar. Okay. For each public comment portion, if you want to speak at this time, please press star 9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you have been unmuted. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which you to make your comments. The council or administrator will respond if necessary after you have completed any comment or question.
Council President, I'm unmuting the first individual with our hand raised with regard to this agenda item for the public portion.
Hi, my name is Brian Rack, 1247 Brookside Road. I understand the goal of this item is to make the businesses screen themselves from the residential lots behind them, but I'm concerned that it applies to about maybe like 15 residential lots between New Durham Road and Haynes Ave that are seemingly houses that, based on the text of the ordinance, would have to comply with this. Was that your intention, to make these residential lots have to put in a 6-foot high fence and a planting bed and trees and stuff, or did you... I'm not quite clear why some of these lots are zoned BP1.
Yeah, this is Tim. From my understanding on this is that this will not apply to any of the houses. That there are certain properties that are zoned differently in that area, but they will not have to. This is for businesses to comply with this.
I mean, that's great, but that's not what the text of the ordinance says. I mean, it doesn't make any distinction between residential lots that are zoned BP1 and businesses that are zoned BP1.
It's also because it's a zoning application. They would only be required to comply with any zoning ordinances if and when they have to do some major renovations or improvements in the lot and requiring a site plan application, that's when it would trigger any new zoning requirements. So there, any of those residences, unless they're doing knocking down their house and rebuilding it, you know, they wouldn't have to do this.
Okay, I just mean I think it's a little unfair to imply that to like half the street and just exempt the other half because it doesn't happen to be BP1, even though it's also residential. I mean, I didn't have anything further here, but I think the unintended side effects here are not great. But thanks.
Council President, I am going to unmute the next individual with their hand raised with regard to this agenda item.
Thank you.
Yeah, I would just like to get a copy and an email for this. Is there a
please
way to get
it? State your name and address, please.
Pratik Patel, 29 Redbud Road.
Yes,
like to
go
get
ahead,
a copy of this. Is there a way to get a copy of this supplemental standards via email?
It's currently on the township website. Because it's on second reading tonight, it's on the township website.
Okay. And is there a way to search it easily? Because like, rather than going through the maze, if I just go keying by supplemental landscape, I would be able to find it from the main page?
It's right below where the agenda for tonight's meeting is.
Okay, sure. Thanks.
Just below it, it says click here for the agenda for the ordinances that were on first reading on March 23rd.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Chita.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hands raised at this time regarding this agenda item.
Okay, we'll have it all put.
Councilwoman Lombardi.
Thank you. Second?
Second, Councilman Khan.
Thank you, Mr. Khan. Ms. Yuda, your roll call, please.
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilwoman McCollum?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Thank you. Item number 10, Ordinance Second Reading, Board Ordinance Road Rehabilitation and Improvement Appropriating $49,425,600 open to the public resolution adopting ordinance. Sheila, read the ordinance, please.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Bond Ordinance Providing for Road Rehabilitation and Improvements in and by the Township of Piscataway in the County of Middlesex, New Jersey, appropriating $4,900,000. Therefore, and authorizing the issuance of $4,245,600 bonds or notes of the township to finance part of the cost thereof, was introduced on the 23rd day of March 2021 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 26th day of March 2021. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on April 20th, 2021, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2021-10.
Thank you, Ms. Schiller. Okay. The public portion, if you wish to speak at this time, please press *9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you have been unmuted. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which you make your comment. The council or administrator will respond if necessary after you have completed any comment or question.
Council President, I am asking the first individual to unmute themselves to speak with regard to this agenda item.
Thank you.
Call in user one, please unmute yourself.
David Akins, Ambos Valley Lane.
Hi, Mr.
Item
David.
Item number 10. The township's portion is $245,045.600. What's the interest rate, if you know now, for that amount? I know interest rates are pretty low, but do you know what the interest rates are? And how long do we have to, for the township to pay that money back?
Yeah, David, this is Tim. This just authorized us. We will figure out at the end of the year what we want to go on bonding for. We've got money set aside in our budget that we pay for capital improvements with, but you have to authorize them through a bond ordinance. And at the end of the year, Daniel will decide what we want to do, if we want to permanently finance any of it. Right now, out of this money, we've got almost $600,000 coming from the state local aid grant for this project. So this is only funding the project on paper, and right now we don't have to borrow any money to do it.
Okay. I have another question pertaining to that. The township is having a lot of warehouses put up, large warehouses, many warehouses. With that many warehouses, is there any tax relief for the township?
Sorry, Mr. Akins, this public portion is limited to the bond ordinance.
Okay.
You can ask that it's open to the public
portion.
Sure, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Okay.
Council President, there are no other individuals in the queue with their hands raised about this agenda item.
So we can close that part, and can I have an offer, please?
Offer. This is Councilman Khan.
Thank you, Mr. Khan. Second.
Second. Councilman Ballard.
Mr. Ballard, thank you. Ms. Seda, can you have a roll call, please?
Councilman Ballard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilwoman McCollum?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Ray. Okay. Now, item number 11, ordinance proceeding. Amending Chapter 7, Traffic Sections 14 and 17.8, Resolution Adopting Ordinance. Ms. Cedar, can you read the ordinance, please?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 14, Parking Prohibited at All Times on Certain Streets, and Section 17.8, Schedule of Residential Permit Parking Areas, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading. That it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by telephonic conference on the 11th day of May, 2021. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Shiver. Do I offer?
Offer.
Councilwoman
Lombardi.
So that was a motion by Councilwoman McCollum, and a second from Councilwoman Lombardi, correct?
Yes,
you're correct.
Okay. Thank you.
You're going to have a roll call.
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilwoman McCollum?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Yes.
Council President Shaw.
Yes, thank you. Item number 12, ordinance first reading, acquisition of easement and special assessment of sidewalk on property located block 5501, lot 12.02, resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, can you read the resolution, please?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Provide for the Acquisition of Rights of Way, Easements, and Land in Fee Simple, as needed, for the improvement of Centennial Avenue and the construction of local improvement sidewalks on Block 5501, Lot 12.02 of the Township of Piscataway Tax Map, commonly known as 1303 Centennial Avenue, Piscataway, as permitted under NJSA 40:65-1 SEC, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hoos Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by telephonic conference on the 11th day of May, 2021. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Mr. Do I have offer?
Councilman Bullard, you have my vote.
Thank you, Mr. Love. Second.
Councilwoman.
Mr. Cahill, thank you. Ms. Cedar, can I have a roll call, please?
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Kahn?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilwoman McCollum?
Yes.
Councilman Erin?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Thank you. Okay, item number 13, consent agenda resolution. For efficiency, item have been considered into consent agenda to be voted on together. The material for this item have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting at this time. Are there any item that for council would you like to remove from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately?
Thank you.
Thank you. So none. You have a motion.
Offer.
Councilman Bullard, motion.
Offer. Okay, second.
You can make money.
Thank you. Yes. Ms. Lira, can I have a roll call, please?
Sure. So I put Councilman Bullard as the motion and Councilman Kahn as the second. Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Kahn?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi? Councilwoman McCollum?
Yes.
Councilman Erin?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Okay. Item number 14, public hearing for calendar year 2021 municipal budget. Okay, for public comment person, if you wish to speak at this time, press 9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you will have been unmuted. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which you make your comment. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comment or question.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual to unmute themselves to speak with regard to this public hearing on the calendar year 2021 municipal budget.
Thank you, Ms. Chair. Please state your name and address, please.
Pratik Patel, 29 Redbud Road. Just quick question in terms of the municipal budget. Like, what is the overall size of muni discovery muni bond today? And year over year, how much it has gone up in terms of the size? Because this would be collective muni bond, right? As a Piscataway Township of 55,000 members, or this is a separate line item? Thank you.
Thank you, Pratik.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what you're asking, what the question is.
Yeah, the question is, when it comes to the mini budget, with overall, like, for example, if I take Detroit as an example, that the township filed bankruptcy for whatever reason past 5 years or whenever it was. With Piscataway as a township collectively representing interest of 55,000 citizens, when you look at your yearly budget, calendar year 2021, how much of that is actually existing bond refinancing, and how much of this are new issuance of bonds for all the other project that is undertaking? Does that help?
Yeah, tonight we're dealing with the budget. We're not really dealing with issuing of any debt. Debt statement is a separate statement where we are currently with our debt. We do have a double A plus positive from Standard & Poor's and a double A one stable from Moody's, and both were rated last fall. So we believe our debt is certainly within a manageable range. But you can send me an email, and I'll have the CFO send you what our total debt is.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Thank you.
Council President, I'm unmuting the next individual with regard to this agenda item for the municipal budget.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, my name is Brian Rack, 1247 Brookside Road again. Am I reading the budget correct in that 26% of the municipal budget is going to the police department? Like $12 million?
Yeah, it is our largest department, and police officers in general make more money than the average municipal employee.
Is there any sort of plans from the township to maybe dispatch social workers to some of these calls, or are we just going to send armed police officers and possibly risk the shooting of someone?
We are an accredited police agency. We've just actually received a reaccreditation a few months ago. And if you send an email to the chief, I'm sure the chief would love to discuss it with you.
Do you think the chief would love to discuss the use of force reports where they're 100%
Absolutely.
People of color ages 18 to 14? I'm sorry, 18 to 24. But yeah, the state released the police use of force reports, and 100% of them for Piscataway are black males ages 18 to 24. So are we really, is that $12 million really justified there?
Can I suggest that you reach out to the chief, as the business administrator stated, to help answer some of these questions?
I mean, I can reach out to him, but I assume the council would be interested to know that the township police department appears to be using force on exclusively black people. But okay, that's all I had to say. I mean, I think your silence speaks volumes, but.
Council President, I am asking the next individual to unmute themselves to speak with regarding the calendar year 2021 municipal budget.
Thank you.
Call in user one, please unmute yourself.
This is David Aiken, Ambrose Valley Lane. In reference to item 14, Tim, what, can I pick up a copy of the municipal budget? We spoke about this last month in April.
Yeah, you could. We could email it to you, or you could download it off of our website, David. It's on the website. It's been up there for about 6 weeks.
Can I stop and get a copy from the township? I would call and let you know I'm coming.
Yeah, yeah. You call and let me know you're coming, and give me a day, and I'll meet you at the door and give it to you. Yep.
Okay, call you, correct?
Yeah, yep.
Okay.
Thank you, Ms. Desi. Thank you, David.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual to unmute themselves regarding this agenda item.
Thank
you. Last four digits, 8961. You can unmute yourself, please.
Hi, yes. My name is Jessica Cradivale. I live at 1247 Brookside Road. Do you need to swear me in or anything?
No.
Okay. I was really concerned about the overall police budget that another person had mentioned, approximately $12 million. And I was reading the line item that said that $1.28 million of that is overtime and other compensation. 12% overtime rate is quite high, and I'm concerned that the 90 officers' time is not being used adequately if so much of it is going to overtime. Do you have any comment on that?
Sure. We actually were down this year in police officers. We were down about 10 or 11 positions that we could not fill because of COVID. There were no police academies operating, so we weren't able to recruit people. So we were down for the vast majority of 2020 and leading into 2021. We just hired our first two officers that we've had hired in over a year. And with COVID, we did have a lot of overtime that we put out, and most of it was reimbursed to us through the federal government. So it shows up in the budget, but we are entitled to reimbursement, which we have just received a check from. We received almost $1 million in reimbursement for last year. So it was all used in dealing with a lot of it with the COVID situation.
Okay, and I was also concerned about the total percentage of the police budget as a part of the city, given our wonderful public safety that we have here. And then I was concerned also about the use of force incidents being only for males, African-American, ages 18 to 24. Were there any comments about why force is exclusively used on that demographic?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what you guys are talking about. I'll talk to the chief and find out what the. Unless you've seen something, if you're listening to what another person said, I'm not sure what he said is necessarily true.
No. I looked at it. The state published use of force incidents, and these are from November 20. November 2019 until now. There were six or seven use of force incidents. I'm sorry, I don't have it in front of me at the moment, but it's published by the state of New Jersey. I'm not just listening to another person. I just happen to be concerned about the same article, piece of business as he is.
Council President, doesn't appear to be any other individuals in the queue with their hands raised for this agenda item, the budget.
Thank you. Okay, so now we are closing the public portion. And now item number 15, the resolution adopting of calendar year 2021 municipal budget.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, that the budget herein before set forth is hereby adopted and shall constitute an appropriation for the purposes stated of the sums therein set forth as appropriations and authorization of the amount of $48,011,898.68 for municipal purposes and $2,877,359 minimum library levy, summary of revenues, general revenues, surplus anticipated, $11,370,765.33, miscellaneous revenues anticipated, $16,663,721.30, receipts from delinquent taxes, $1 million. Amount to be raised by taxation for municipal purposes, $48,011,898.68. Amount to be raised by taxation minimum library levy, $2,877,359. Total revenues, $79,923,744.31. Summary of appropriations, general appropriations within CAPS, operations including contingent, $45,141,548. Deferred charges and statutory expenditures, municipal, $7,282,511. Excluded from CAPS, operations, total operations that are excluded from CAPS, $7,976,181.47. Capital improvements, $4,670,000. Municipal debt service, $10,302,879.31. Deferred charges, municipal, $2,393,187.07. Reserve for uncollected taxes, $2,157,436.46. Total appropriations, $79,923,743.31.
Thank you, Ms. Chita. Do we have a motion?
Offer Councilman Khan.
Council.
Thank you, Mr. Bullard.
So that was a motion from Councilman Khan and a second from Councilman Bullard, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilwoman McCollum?
Yes.
Councilman Urin?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Thank you. Okay, item number 16, announcement and comment from official. Ms. Bullard, do you have any comment? Yes, go ahead.
I have something great to tell the team, and that is I've taken my vaccines, and my heart transplant doctors have given me permission now to go out in the street. So which means that I could go out, and I just have to be careful as to, you know, where I am and people around. So now I can go out, which is, I've been in the house now for close to 11 months.
Fantastic news, Jim.
Yep.
That's great, Jim.
Good. Thank you. Okay, Ms. Cahill.
No comment at this time.
Thank you. Councilman Mr. Khan.
Yes, Council President, if you'll indulge me for a moment or two, I want to say a few things about our friend Kenny Armwood. I'll do the best I can do to not get overly emotional about it, but there's a few things that I think need to be said about Kenny's passing and his services that followed, which we were all at. And I guess the first thing I want to say just as before I talk about Kenny is to congratulate our colleague, Chanel McCollum, Councilwoman McCollum, who is not going to fill Kenny's shoes, but she's going to carry on Kenny's work at the county. And I think she's a great choice to do that. I did want to say a few things about Kenny, not so much about Kenny, because if I talked about Kenny, I'd probably get too emotional, but I just want to thank a few people who helped honor Kenny after he passed away. Of course, the governor was there. It was really great the governor came, and Congressman Pallone came, and Senator Smith went out of his way for Kenny in ways that I don't need to make public. But I want to thank my council colleagues who spent a lot of time at Kenny's side after he passed away, and I want to thank the mayor. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get emotional, but I just think there's a few things that need to be said. I want to thank the mayor, and I want to thank Paulette, who went above and beyond for Kenny, who's our friend. And, it was a very difficult time for everybody. I'm surprised I'm getting as emotional as I am, but it's like you folks. I love Kenny. And but I just thought it needed to be said that the mayor, most people don't know, the public doesn't know probably, and many of you, my colleagues, may or may not know, is that Brian barely left Kenny's side from the time that he was turned over to the funeral home until the time he was buried. And I think it really said a lot about Brian's character and who he was as a friend to Kenny. So there's a lot more I could say. I could go on all night, but I could talk about Kenny as most of us could in so many personal ways, but he's a friend. I'm not talking about his public life. He's a friend. He was a friend. He was somebody who, if you called him at 3:00 in the morning because you got a flat tire, he'd be the first guy to be there to help you. And so I just wanted to make those comments and to acknowledge some of the people who, my colleagues and my friends, who went above and beyond for Kenny. So he'll never be forgotten, and I hope that all of us can carry on his work and what he meant to the public. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Khan. Councilwoman Lombardi, please.
Thank you, Steve. We did lose a very special piece of our political family. He was a friend, more than a political family, he was a friend to many, many of us. And if you attended the funeral at the high school, did you not realize just how many lives Kenny touched? So I guess the most important thing would be to move on and walk the steps and do those things for other people that Kenny did for so many. So I think that's what helps me get through, to try to move and follow forward with the type of things that Kenny did for people. So it's very hard for everybody to absorb, and it definitely a special thank you to all of those people who came together to make such a beautiful service for him. I also wanted to mention that it is Earth Day this week, and I am missing my cleanup again. So it's possible everybody should just grab a bag and clean up their neighborhood. And every little piece is a big part of the whole picture. So grab, a bag. If you need one, I would bring it to you. But I'm sure everybody has a bag at home. and just clean up around their neighborhood, and maybe also speak to your children and teach them the importance of Earth Day and what you should do regarding those issues. And thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you, Councilwoman Marty. Councilwoman McConnell.
Thank you, Council President. I too want to acknowledge Kenny Arvood, our deputy commissioner, our friend. You know, as Steve stated, you know, if you attended the funeral, you not only know what a great public servant Kenny was, but you also found out how many lives he touched and how many people are in a better place as a result of some of the things that Kenny did behind closed doors that many of us did not know. So, you know, I just want to thank, you know, Kenny for all of his hard work. I was fortunate enough to have the opportunity to replace Kenny when he left the council and moved up to then what was known as the Freeholder, the Board of Freeholders. And I'm now given the opportunity to, you know, I was nominated by the Middlesex County Democratic Organization to fill his seat. This means a lot to all of us. Just wanted to make those comments and also say that this is my last council meeting as a councilwoman at large for the Township of Piscataway. It has truly been an honor and a privilege to serve the residents of Piscataway. I want to thank the residents, Mayor Waller, my fellow council colleagues, our business administrator, Tim, I want to thank you, our legal counsel, I know Raj is here tonight, our clerk, Melissa, our assistant clerk, Monica, the township employees. I really want to thank you for working with me and working together over, you know, this last 8 years since 2013 that I've been on the council. I will truly miss serving with you and for you, but just know that, you know, I won't be far. I'm a resident here of Piscataway myself, and it's just another opportunity that I have to serve the residents of Middlesex County as well. So, again, thank you for the opportunity, and, you know, again, I won't be far, but I will truly miss serving you intimately. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Ahn.
Yeah, thank you, sir, Council President. I just want to echo the same words that Steve, Michelle, and Chanel said about Kenny. He's truly going to be missed. He was a very, very great person. And on another note, I just want to give a shout-out to all the coaches and the volunteers that helped me open up the 2021 T-ball season. We have 10 teams with 13 on each team. We are following the CDC guidelines, social distancing, and everybody is having a great time. So if you want to come up, we're playing Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays up at the Little League Field. Thank you, Council President.
Thank you. Mayor Dan Waller.
Thank you, Council President. I'll be very brief. I'd just like to say, echo what the other council member said about Kenny. We gave him a great Irish send-off. It's very tough for all of us here, and we're going to leave it at that. And then to our council colleague, Chanel, you know, we look forward to working with you. I know Kenny will never be replaced. However, you'll be a great successor to him. Thank you, Council President.
Thank you. Business Administrator Timothy Desi.
No comment, please.
Thank you. Council Attorney Rajiv Kumar.
No comment, thank you.
Thank you, Raj. Regarding for Kenny, he's not today. Even I know him from 1994. He was student representative, and then after Board of Education, then council person, and then freeholder. I worked with him in 1994. He was workaholic from age of 20, and he touched a lot of lives on that time too. And I think all this year, the 26, 30 years, he worked for the community, and he was always ready to help everybody. So definitely we miss him. And Sheryl, good luck to you. You're always on our doorstep, so most welcome anytime if you need any help. We are there. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Council President. Thank you.
Council President, this is Councilwoman Cahill, and I'm sorry to come in after. I'd be remiss not to say anything about Kenny, but, you know, March, as everyone knows, is an extremely emotional time for me, and this is not about me, but remembering Kenny, but he is going to be greatly missed. And Chanel, just know that your council colleagues are here to support you, and we really look forward to what you're going to do and the great things you'll do for this county. Thank you.
Thank you, Gabrielle.
Thank you, Ms. Dawson. Okay. Now, item number 18, open. Okay, item number 17, agenda session for May 11, 2021. Ordinance second reading, amending chapter 7, traffic section 14 and 17.8, open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Any question or comments? None. Ordinance second reading, equalization of easement and special assessment of sidewalk or property located at block 5501, lot 12.02. Resolution adopting ordinance. Any question or comments? Resolution authoring award of bid Netherwood Avenue improvement bid opening April 15, 2021. Any comment or question? None. Resolution authoring acceptance of project and release of retaining road improvement plan Morris Avenue. Any question or comments? And resolution authorizing award to a bid 2021 township sidewalk repair program to include curb, side driveway, and handicap ramps. See Brother Concrete Contractor Incorporation, not to exceed $6,017,670.30. Any comment or question? Resolution authoring award of contract of 3-year purchase of software or purchasing Ion Wave Technology Incorporation. Any comment or question? Okay. The motion to accept council meeting minutes of March 23rd and April 2021. Okay, now, so there is no comment on question. Item number 18, open to the public. If you wish to speak at this time, please press star 9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you have been muted. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes into which to make your comments. The council and administrator will respond if necessary after you have completed any comment or question.
Council President, I ask the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves. Last 4 digits 9690. Please unmute yourself.
Yes. Please state your name and address.
Pratik Patel, 29 Redwood Road.
Go ahead.
Yep, I just would like to thank and commend Mayor for Arbor Day, as well as thanks to Ms. Sater and Ms. Monica. I've from time and time again, on and off, I read the meeting minutes, and I think they are very helpful to at least guide everybody else and at least keep people informed in terms of what's going on. So again, thanks to both of you. for very clear meeting minutes and you on the line item. It's a lot of work, very detailed work, but the way you communicate, it certainly helps the public. So thank you so much for that. The second item that I had was on Washington Avenue. I think there is a general disagreement between the Office of Mayor and the public in terms of the debate that we, as a general public, we are against any progressive work or something like that. That's not the case. I think the Office of Council and Mayor works on consent of public, not proclamation of some kings. And we, all what we would like to do is just do some introspection in terms of the decisions that you guys are making today, and see if there is a better way to do this, just collectively, and is this the really right thing to do when many square footage and warehouses are squandered. So just put a note on that. That would be just my plea to the council and mayor. The third part is, I think there was a comment about police and their budgets and so on and so forth. I think the Skagway Police, by far, I think they do fantastic job overall. I think there was a comment about social work, but I think to a certain extent, the rigor and discipline that is needed in police department, if social workers can adopt to those standards, well and good, but I wholeheartedly support our Piscataway Police Department. In terms of the overtime, I think that requires some introspection because the FLSA law, the Fair Labor Standards Act, was designed to promote full employment and not run up hours. Now, I understand if the salaries are in dispute where the police members feel that they are undercompensated, certainly that can be opened up for debate. But just running high overtime, I don't think that there should be a policy of council nor the Office of Mayor. And finally, in terms of, I think somebody mentioned about Kenny. I don't know that person personally, but I've been in this area since 97, and I remember the hard time in 2006. I think collectively you guys have done a wonderful job. And I think if he was leading in charge, certainly his work shows up wherever I drive in the township. So certainly, really debt of gratitude for the work that that he was instrumental in guiding this township in good and bad times. Thank you so much. And just a suggestion, maybe if we have a designated wall for folks like this, so that they, somewhere along the line, when young folks come to the township, they can understand the sacrifices that past leaders made and what made this township where it is today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Pratik, for nice comments and good suggestions. We will consider. Thank you.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves. The last four digits are 8961.
Yes, please state your name and address, please.
Hello, this is Jessica Cradville again from 1247 Brookside Road. I wanted to make a comment. I apologize. I had not had the document in front of me regarding the New Jersey government website regarding use of force. I do have it in front of me now, and I see that there are 9 incidents from November of 2020, and the most recent one being the 22nd of February. So it's a much shorter time frame than I had mentioned in my original comment. So I do believe that use of force is something that is on everyone's mind, and I would encourage the Piscataway Police to look into their use of force policy and be sure that all the officers are following it so that we don't become an area where there's a lot of civil unrest because of something that a few people are doing. I would hate for our wonderful township to be the source of a tragedy the way that Minneapolis and Brooklyn Center and Columbus, Ohio
have most recently. So I really would encourage the township to look closely at the police practices and the budget. Not that I've personally had any issues with the police, but I know that it's very important that we don't overlook what's beyond our usual viewpoint. Thank you for the opportunity to comment, and I'll see you next month.
Thank you, Jessica.
Council President, it's Councilwoman Cahill. I'd like to thank Ms. Cradivel's comments for noting that this is a really wonderful town. Our police department is comprised, and you know, we certainly can get more details to our residents in terms of how much is done, but we do know that the chief, that there is training, and we can look into this and we can highlight this and bring it forth, that there is training. You know, no use of force specifically toward one group of people is good at all, and we recognize that. However, just as a note, and I'm, you know, it's a very large report, which I looked at as well myself when it first came out. We do have one of the lowest rates as a percentage in a use of force. And I do believe that can be attributed to the community policing that our township has enjoyed. Our community policing division is really probably the star of our police department. And the Civilian Police Academy, all the things that our police department does to try to engage with the residents is really important. And I think overall, the evidence points to the fact that our police department is more in tune with our residents than many others. And although, and I understand Ms. Cradwell's concerns, and nobody wants that, this town would be far, far compared to any other town. And there are reasons why that, you know, we are an extremely diverse town where most of the folks in this town, no matter what your background is, make a good living. They like to care for their property. They enjoy what most of us consider, you know, quote unquote, the American dream, right? My thought of Piscataway always was that we, Piscataway, represent in a very, you know, micro way, really what America was meant to represent, a melting pot. We have a great diverse community. Everyone mostly gets along, and yeah, there are incidents, and certainly work should never be stopped in order to improve. So thank you for your comment. We do have a great town, and I would imagine that the police chief has every intent to keep it that way, but you know, certainly we as a council can talk with the chief just to make sure things are being done there, or if there's more room for improvement, that can be done. Just as a note here, Council President, I do believe that the incidents, just so it's on the record here, is that there were, I guess, 4 total incidental, 6 individuals over 5 months, and 9 reports because multiple officers were involved. There were 0 officers or subjects injured. So just as a note, the 9 that Ms. Cradivel pointed out were not 9 individual uses of force, but rather 9 reports. And thank you, Council President.
Thank you, Gabrielle. That was very well said.
You're quite welcome.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual to unmute themselves. Call in user 1, please unmute yourself.
Mr. David,
Please state your name and address.
This is David Akins. Am I next?
Yes.
Okay, because I didn't hear the last four of the phone number. But anyway, are the minutes available on the internet?
Yes.
When or how would I go about as far as timeliness of when they're posted? Is there any way I can know or what?
All of the minutes up to March 9th are posted on the website currently. Did you obtain the agenda for tonight on the website?
Say again?
Did you obtain tonight's agenda on the website?
Oh, yes.
The minutes are just below that. And all of them, inclusive of March 9th, are on the website, just below where you got the you obtained the agenda for tonight.
Oh, really? How did that look at that again?
Just scroll down a little bit after the agenda where it lists the agendas, and then you'll see it they're listed below there by date.
Okay. One other question. Earlier, I mentioned about the warehouses, and it's something I would like for you guys to at least consider about the modification of taxes as far as going down some. What do you think? Council, Melissa, Mayor?
David, this is Mayor Waller. I don't understand what your question is. This is the fourth year in a row that we've had a static budget where there hasn't been any increase in the tax rate. Right now, David, tonight the council authorized a $4.5 million contract to reconstruct Bacon Avenue, which is being paid for by the corporations. And then also down, David, on Old New Brunswick Road and South Rand right now, where currently the improvements are taking place, that's been paid for by the site that's being built right now. That's approximately $2 million worth of improvements right there that we, the taxpayers, don't have to pick up.
Okay, Mayor, it was just a question. Yes, I am aware that taxes have been pretty much static, but I thought I'd put that out there and see your comments on it.
Okay. That sounds good, David. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. David. Thank you, Mayor.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual to unmute themselves.
Hello.
Go
it's Brian Ragg, 1247 Brookside Road again. I just wanted to be sure that the council had a link to the use of force website that the state has set up. That is www.njoag.gov/force. And if you click on the dashboard link, you can see a list of the use of force reports filed with the state, where all of them are against black people ages 24 to 18. I mean, I understand that these might be the same incidents, but it certainly looks very bad for the township that they're exclusively using force against black people ages 18 to 24. I mean, I understand there might be circumstances that made this possible, but it's a very bad look. Especially today with the guilty verdict for Derek Chauvin in George Floyd's death. But that's all I had. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
I'm going to guess no response.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual to unmute themselves. Last four digits are 9879.
Okay, 9879, please state your name and address, please.
This is Sid Madison at 176 Blackford Avenue. Can you hear me?
Yes.
After the last meeting, I sent an email by the clerk to go to the council members and the mayor, et cetera. The subject was a resolution to Governor Murphy to immediately enact a moratorium on all fossil fuel infrastructure projects in New Jersey, and what I was looking forward to was some kind of action on that resolution. If No action has been taken yet. I would like to send in more information, which specifically denotes how bad how far behind New Jersey is to what President Biden is doing. And I will send that information, which should supplement the reasoning behind this resolution to Governor Murphy. Has action been taken, or can I send some additional information? What's the status?
Yeah. Council President, it's Mayor Waller, if I may. Sid, Congressman Pallone just released his package out of his Energy and Commerce Committee. The council will be supportive of that, I'm assuming.
That's a federal action, correct?
But a lot of it filters down to the state level, too.
Yeah, it'll be too late if we don't stop the fossil fuel projects that are going in right now. We can't allow more fossil fuel projects to be built when we're supposed to be reducing emissions by 45%. That's the whole bottom line of this. The federal action is going to help us remediate what we're doing that we shouldn't be doing, and it should be helping us get from where we are to a clean energy status. But allowing more fossil fuel infrastructure to be built is just insane, and I'd like to show people. Are you going to vote on this resolution that I've shown you, or is it dead, or can I provide you with more information showing that New Jersey needs to do more? What's the status?
Yes, Sid, you can send it over, and to send over any more information. We'll make sure we get it. And there's a lot of factors here. I was in a meeting today with Boehm about the offshore wind farm that's the governor is really pushing hard with Governor Cuomo, and it looks like Boehm is going to give a fast-track approval for it. So that's taking up some energy right now at the state level. But if send it over to us, we'll take a look at it.
Okay. I'll send you another set of information. Do I need to resend the information that I sent before?
No, that's fine. Just send whatever new stuff you have.
Okay. I'll see you on May 11th then. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sid. Thank you, Lacey.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hands raised.
Okay. Council President, if I may.
Hello.
Council President, it's Mayor Waller.
Yeah.
Mayor, wait one second.
Sure.
Yeah. I want to close the public portion. Okay. Go ahead, Mayor.
Thank you, Council President. I would like to, with the adoption of tonight's budget, I would like to thank the council members for supporting the budget. As we all know, and the general public knows, that 2020 and 2021 have not been the most ideal economic times for our country, the state of New Jersey, and our township. There was a lot of thoughtful work from the planning division, the finance department, team effort on the council members to get where we are today, to have no tax rate increase for the fourth year in a row. And a lot of that has to do that the 287 corridor has been our economic lifeline here in Piscataway. Dozens of well-known companies are now in town. What Piscataway makes the state takes at this point, to take off from what Trenton says. We still have maintaining the second highest rating from Standard & Poor's. We've been recognized four times out of the last 11 years by Money Magazine. AARP recognizes our senior programming. There's good paying jobs for hardworking residents, and these new companies are directly paying for a lot of the traffic improvements, as what I just mentioned to David Akins before, just alone on the council action tonight. And then, of course, if it wasn't for all these companies moving in town, we wouldn't have been able to build the
are the community center, which, you know, no residents' tax money was involved, and I think a lot of people are very much enjoying it. But I think what most people don't know are the type of companies that have been moving in, into our community. You've heard a lot of the armchair critics out there crying foul about some of the economic development that's happening in our town, but if you look at the companies that have moved in or expanded their operations with in our community, like take, for instance, the cosmetic field. You have Chanel, L'Oreal, Kiss Cosmetics, and Louis Vuitton, who is obviously a lot of people know through their accessories bags. But like, for instance, Kiss Cosmetics, which is over by where the old Dow Chemical petrochemical site was, they actually, during the pandemic, donated a lot of PPE supplies to our municipal employees, police departments, our first responders, and we were able to give some to the school district during the very start of the pandemic, which was very helpful, and I'm very grateful for their leadership at that company to do that. We have a lot of data centers and technology companies that are in our community that occupy roads, Possumtown Road, Centennial Avenue, and on Ridge Road, and a couple of our Whale Ventures, DuPont Fabros. They're all data centers. SHI is one of the largest worldwide conglomerates and computer accessories and products. And obviously, everybody knows Verizon here in our community. And the food industry, unless you were a family that were able to cultivate food 365 days a year by having a greenhouse on your property, and I'm willing to bet that there's very few people that do here in our town. You know, we have Roma Foods, Proforma Foods, Dawn Foods, Arizona Iced Tea, Tremontonal Produce, and Robitaille Flayers all had foods that were delivered to the super local supermarkets and products that people used within our community. And as far as packaging, you know, we have Cascades Industry off of South Washington Avenue, off Turner Place. I don't know if many know that they manufacture packaging, and they produce about 400,000 pizza boxes a day, as well as the boxes that you see at the U.S. Postal Service when you go to mail something. But, you know, obviously when you go to a restaurant and you get a to-go pizza box, I mean, you're not taking it home in a plastic bag or a paper bag. You're taking it home in a...
You have 10 seconds.
Aaron and Company, F.W. Webb, Turl & Hughes.
This meeting is being recorded.
As well as research and development throughout the United States and the world. And then also you have Hudson Holdings Company, which produces about a million N95 masks a week here in Piscataway, which obviously we all understand that given the pandemic. And in the transportation field, you have Strato Inc. On New England Avenue, which deals with train parts for mass transit, and Kinkasharo, which Bacon Avenue, which basically built all the positive train control system and all NJ Transit and all of the lot of the other transit systems around the Northeast. And then you have Talos Avionics, which is on Centennial Avenue. So if you've ever flown in a plane, a lot of the computerized equipment in the cockpits are from Talos Avionics. And then as well as National Manufacturing Company on Old New Brunswick Road, they manufacture aerospace and medical equipment and electronic markets products that we use. Now, we do have some soft spots in our economy here in town. The hospitality and the restaurant industry is taking it on the chin, as a lot of everybody knows about that. You know, as a matter of fact, we had one of our companies that were tied in the hospitality industry, Meritech, actually laid off 100 people and closed shop there. They handled all the apparels and linens cleaning services for a lot of hotels in the state of New Jersey. The office market has actually basically crashed, not just here, but in the state of New Jersey as a whole. So, you know, that's something that we're going to have to get a challenge over, you know, because we still have a lot of office space. And those industries, those negative industries that I just spoke about, you know, we're expecting tax appeals to start coming this year and the next several years on those sites. So that's something we're going to have to keep an eye on. But with all that being said, you know, we were still able to provide a lot of free recreational programming for our kids and stuff for the seniors, and, you know, with the 27 parks we have, all of them are now upgraded with the ADA improvements, and, you know, we still have, we're getting ready to do our open space park, where hopefully we'll be able to start the environmental cleanup of it. And then with that also, in conjunction, we were able to have capital projects where we're basically, we have 30 streets underway to be reconstructed this year. 30 streets, that is a lot of streets to be reconstructed. I don't know of any town in the central New Jersey area that's even coming near that. And all this is being done because of a lot of the economic development that has taken place over the last several years in our community, and we've diversified our economy enough so when something like a pandemic hits, we don't have, so to speak, all of our apples in one basket, where a lot of these towns surrounding us were laying people off, furloughing people, do deficit financing for operational purposes. We haven't had to do that. And we've also maintained a AA-plus stable credit rating with Standard & Poor's. So there's only 30 towns in the state that can say that. But I would like to also say that there's been, you know, a group of folks out there who are part of a political club, so to speak, and, you know, they just don't feel that there should be economic development within this township. I respectfully understand what they're trying to do, but I disagree with their options. I mean, it's blatantly obvious after, from what I've been told, they had a, I guess, a seance form or whatever about their ideas of economic development. And what it was is that they wanted to see more housing being built in our community, which has an impact on the municipal services and costs here in the township. And, you know, they want to see every empty, vacant property that's zoned commercial be open space. And I would never advocate to have the council go in and condemn all these properties for open space. It would be borderline foolish to do that. So I disagree with that analogy on what open space and what constitutes economic development. You know, those type of jobs do not create a lot of jobs, long-term jobs. I think we've done a pretty good job. We haven't been perfect, but we've done, given the fact of the economics that's been going on in the state of New Jersey, I think we've done a pretty good job at doing it, you know, the best we could. So we're going to continue to look to diversify our economy, to keep things affordable for our community. When I speak with a lot of seniors and young couples out there, especially folks that may have lost their jobs during the pandemic, and also you know, may not have money to put food on the table or have assistance in one shape or form, it's incumbent upon the mayor and council to try to keep this town affordable and watch what type of development that comes in that might have an impact on the services and cause us to have to raise taxes for that. So once again, I want to thank the council for putting together this budget, and I really appreciate all the hard work all the council members did with this, and hopefully we'll continue to make a lot of more great improvements for our community there moving forward for now this year and then the next several years coming. And last but not least, once again, I want to congratulate Chanel McCollum, who will be the freeholder or strike that the county commissioner tomorrow. So, Chanel, as I said before, you'll never be able to replace Kenny, but I'm glad that you're going to be there following in his footsteps. So thank you, Council President, for allowing me to make those comments.
Thank you, Mayor,
for brief details. Okay, so can I have a motion to adjourn? All in favor?
Aye.
Any other? Thank you, meeting adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
everybody.
Good evening, everyone.
Good night. Goodbye.